Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 8th of April. Starting off with advanced tech, and here you can see that the shares approaching the initial resistance at £1.30. End of day close above that gives us the top of channel target from last month up to £1.40. Bigger picture target, maybe as soon as the end of next month, up to £1.65, which is theoretically the top of the overall trend channel. So that was the midline there, based on the initial resistance and then the upper channel, the top of the channel rather, £1.65 for the end of May. So let's see if that works out. In terms of the downside, probably at this stage, only back below the initial resistance for April, around £1.15, really delaying the £1.65 notional target. Onto a stock which has been rather frustrating in recent months, Empire Metals, but we had the shares doing rather well yesterday, and they've continued that particular trend today. Difficult charting situation as well. Looks as though there's a rising trend channel from back in, in May last year, let's say, based around the 2.4 pence level. What we'd like to see now really is a clearance of the 50 and 200-day moving averages. They're around the 3.2 pence level, so a weekly close above that would be very nice indeed. The other point to note here, which might give a heart to the bulls, is the way that we've got, or we've had, bullish divergence here. So we had lower lows for March, but the RSI remained flat, so that bullish divergence should provide momentum over the next few weeks and take us up for another retest of the main resistance here, 4.5 pence, as soon as the end of this month. But if you are cautious, wait for that 50 and 200-day moving average area at 3.2 pence to clear first. A stock which has been requested, several requested today, actually, for some reason, Fast Forward. Here we've got a situation where we had a bear trap for the shares from below 8.8 pence, which was the initial March support. We've also had, for what it's worth, a bullish divergence of the lower low on the share price, but staying pretty flat on the RSI trace itself. So that's good. And at the moment, the reason for the inclusion, apart from the request, is also the break of that February resistance line around, the 9.6 pence level. Above that, on an end-of-day close basis, and we'd hopefully head towards the February resistance area at 14, 15 pence plus, as soon as the end of next month. The top of the channel there, up to 16 pence, hopefully by the end of May. A stock which a company I've been trying to interview, but no luck yet. We've got Landor Resources next, and here we've got the shares bumping along the bottom here near the 30 pence level. That was former resistance from July around 28 and October around 30 pence. So it looks as though we're bouncing off the floor of a rising trend channel from back in July. If you're looking for a trigger really for the buy side, probably an end of day close back above the 50-day moving average at 32 pence could lead Landor shares up to 45 pence as soon as the end of next month. This stage only really back below the 200-day line at 25 pence, delaying or eliminating the idea of a fresh leg to the upside. Stock which has a rather creative looking chart, or interesting looking chart, let's say. Net Scientific, a little bit of a triangle situation between the September resistance line there, 65 pence, and the 50-day line at 54, waiting for an end of day close through 65 to give us a fresh target to the upside, possibly as much as £1.40 or £1.50, which is the top of the rising September trend channel from last year. That looks rather ambitious, but after all the consolidation and the positive build-up that we've had over recent weeks and months, that could be on the cards, especially as we've got several support points above the 200-day line currently now at 43 pence. So let's see if Net Scientific delivers the goods on a bullish scenario. Another stock which may be winding itself up for bullishness over the near term is Orosur Mining. We had a rather painful double top for the shares for October and February through 40 pence. Quite disappointing really, that one, but bounced off not only December support around 16.5 pence, but also the 200-day line to start April, and we've broken a February resistance line there as well around 18 pence. The longer we stay above the 200-day line, the greater the chance of a third test of 40 pence plus as soon as the end of next month. Another stock where we've got bullish divergence, so much lower price action for the end of March, beginning of April, but the RSI remaining relatively flat. So that is a good signal for us. A stock which managed to tweet out some news yesterday and then gave us an RNS today is Remote Monitored Systems. The shares got that block there at the resistance line there from November around 2.2 pence. Had a slight bull trap through it earlier today, but still need to see an end of day close through 2.2 pence and at least the 50-day moving average at 2 pence to give us the possibility of a retest of post-January resistance around 3.6 pence. Big picture target here on a 2 to 3 month basis or 2 to 3 months after breaking 2.2 pence would be up to 7 pence, obviously retesting the glories of November. Moving along to a stock which has been rather horrible in terms of the price action. Clearly the breakdown for February, March, not very pleasant, especially I think as CIMEC Atlantis has quite a few fans on the long side. Current situation is that we're trading in the aftermath of a low there at 6.5 pence. That takes us or has taken us back to the 1 year support area. But the highlight in the near term is not only the break of that resistance line there from February at around 9.5 pence, but also the way that we've got very strong bullish divergence there, an uptrend line in the RSI window, even though the shares went much lower for the end of March. So hopefully that will deliver decent upside. Initial target there, the 50-day moving average, just shy of 15 pence. And then after that, on a 2 to 3 month view, maybe taking it to the end of June, retesting 25 pence, which is post-November resistance. But at least the longer we stay above 10p, the greater the chance of a lasting recovery there for CIMEC, especially given the way that it's almost certainly flushed out all the weak hands. No news. It seems to be good news for Sound Energy, the last time I looked at least. Here we've got great progress over the last couple of sessions. I think I looked at the stock yesterday and couldn't resist having another look today, especially given the way that the rather ambitious looking target at 9 pence doesn't seem quite so far away now. The view here is that the longer we remain above resistance on the way down, which was around 2.8 pence, on an end of day close basis, the greater the chance of a 9 pence target as soon as the end of next month. And who knows, it could be as soon as the end of this month. A stock where shares have just rocketed over the last 24, 48 hours is UK Oil and Gas. Clearly the management there not always the most popular, but here you can see that their strategy seems to be working at the moment, at least in terms of the shares. We hopefully get an end of day close above the August peak there at 0.3 pence today. And the more end of day closes we have above 0.3, the greater the chance of another very ambitious target at 0.9 pence panning out. That could be seen as soon as the end of next month, given the current rate of progress. And I think it would be a relief to all shareholders if we get shares up at that level. Finishing off with a less high profile stock, but one which may be worth keeping an eye on, it is VR Education. The reason for the interest here are the narrow new lows that the shares delivered both in February and then the beginning of this month, but staying on the or above the 10 pence level. Current situation is that while there's no end of day close back below the 50-day moving average at 12 pence, we could hit that the top of this post-October triangle as high as 27 pence by the end of next month. So looking pretty constructive there at VR Education. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.